This is Market Insights, the Market Pulse podcast by Oanda.
I'm Johnny Hart. This is the Market Insights Market Pulse podcast. Let's join Trader Nick in the United States and Oanda market analyst Kenny Fisher. How are you doing, guys?
Good afternoon.
Hi, guys.
Now, this time yesterday, gentlemen, we were recording a podcast, but within, about 2.5 hours, it was out of date. So out of date, I was sitting in my car and I saw the flash come in, a 90-day pause and the new tariffs on China. And I thought, wow, we're going to have to record that again. And here we are today. US stocks have opened down after yesterday soaring something like 8%, I think it was. But they're down again today after earlier gains in the European and Asian markets. But Nick, I wanted to ask you, your reaction yesterday when I texted you about the 90-day tariffs pause and China's 125%, what were you thinking?
Well, but everything you just mentioned there, again, the last 48 hours has been a violent turn of events. We saw the market on the brink of what could have been a much larger crash, bond market doing crazy things. And then, as you mentioned, the big sharp bounce back move yesterday. And I think what we might have just seen is the Trump put in action. Maybe that was the triggering point, a 20% move down in the S&P 500. And within a few days, here comes those 90-day hold-offs on retaliatory, non-retaliating countries. That's the specification here. It really felt yesterday like it was like the U.S. threw a party, invited everybody who hasn't retaliated, and left China outside with an egg on their face. It was really a rough, kind of, if you've been negotiating or willing to negotiate, you got rewarded in terms of countries globally. And if you have not, aka if you've fought back like China, the US seems to be really, well, specifically Trump seems to be really rubbing it in. So, you know, you had this big market move back higher because there's a couple things here. And one of the nuances is actually earnings season is about to start in the United States. So these companies are about to report their earnings. And there's been a lot of concern that companies are going to have to come on to their earnings calls with no room for error with tariffs. Like, tariffs are starting, they're impending, they're everywhere, and there's little to no time to prepare. So I think this came just in time as we have financial earnings starting tomorrow. We have companies starting to report their earnings and doing their calls. This is pretty important to the stock market because, again, what I think could have been pretty concerning would have been a bunch of calls where people are like, we have to do emergency actions in response to these tariffs and cut their guidance for company profits and earnings, and layoffs could have started. It was like really a very all at once scramble. So this 90-day pause, I think, was not necessarily we're in the clear and good news, but it certainly is a short-term sigh of relief for many people who were frantic about how this was going to play out next. So again, yesterday you saw the second biggest move in history for the NASDAQ in a single day to the upside.
When President Trump, just 7 minutes after markets opened yesterday, posted on social media that it was a quote unquote great time to buy, anybody who took note of that would have done rather well a few hours later.
Well, and think about the numerous amounts of people who have sold out of their portfolios for fear of this volatility. That's a rational thing to do for the common person, but many market participants know that that is one of the cardinal sins to long-term investing, at least on a historical basis. There's never been an example where, you know, holding through time has not ultimately paid off. But here's the thing, and specifically, I want to clarify about, you know, long-term indices, not necessarily individual stocks. But that post on social media, highly controversial, everyone arguing and debating about, you know, is that market manipulation, this, that, and the other. I think that at the end of the day, we could spend a lot of time on that. But for the purposes of really focusing on what is next for markets, again, I think we have to kind of just say, look, Trump is so unpredictable, whether you like him or dislike him. He's always just on to the next thing. And so it was almost just a in character, if you will, to hype himself up, you know, and then claim that victory, right? So again, he really, for the people who I guess are supporters of him, maybe they made a decision based off that, but I would highly encourage listeners to not make those kinds of rash decisions just because you see these posts. We're seeing, as an example today, Johnny, just how violent this market is. I mean, it almost feels like a casual day at this point. And at the time of recording, the NASDAQ is down 3% today. So now still up tremendously from the lows. We're still up nicely from that point. But the question is, where do we go from here? This is a 90-day pause. This is not a, oh, we're all good from here, right? Tariffs are still a real thing. But I think what this may have signaled to the market is that there is a Trump put. There is some willingness to work with people who are willing to work with the U.S. from Trump's team. That just, it seems like they've been basically scared themselves. You know, people, it depends who you ask. Some people will say Trump caved. Other people will say this was always the plan. Doesn't really matter at the end of the day to market analysis, right? When we're looking at this objectively, we're saying, okay, maybe there's a little bit of leniency here. Overall, at least more leniency than the market was expecting. The market was truly, you can see, you don't get that kind of bounce back, Johnny, in the market in a single day if everyone is bullish. You have in history, usually those sharp moves to the upside occur in bear markets where people are incredibly concerned, bearish, and there's a high level of uncertainty. So we saw that positioning kind of unwind yesterday. I wouldn't necessarily say, oh yeah, no, that's the all clear. I just think we saw an unwinding of the shorts, right? A short squeeze, if you will, on a lot of one-sided positioning in this market.
Ultimately, doesn't it really depend on how people see the United States here on in and whether or not it's a safe haven because of the unreliability of the president and the administration, bearing in mind what we've seen over the last few weeks? And in fact, we discussed this only yesterday and last week as well. Actually, Kenny said, I recall, well, people have short memories. You know, 90 days, actually, in the grand scheme of things, is actually quite a long time compared with what we've seen in, what, a mere 2 or 3 weeks. 90 days seems like a lifetime. So, Kenny, are you a bit more optimistic about how people will view the United States and whether it's a reliable partner?
That's a good question, John. It's difficult to know what to make of what Trump really has in mind. And I heard a report this morning talking about the fact that Trump keeps pushing the idea that manufacturers will come to the States. And one of the analysts had a very good point, is that if he doesn't agree with that because Trump is so unpredictable that manufacturers will be afraid to move to the States and be vulnerable to further actions by President Trump. Remember, it's very early in his term, and he's got a long way to go, almost 3 years, 3 years plus. It's difficult to say. We're seeing a lot of volatility, I've noticed, in the currency markets as well. The Swiss franc, you were talking about safe havens. Swiss franc is up about 2.5% today. The Japanese yen is up close to 2%. Even the pound is up about 0.8%. It was around 1% earlier. So there's a lot of volatility in the currency markets as well. Will that volatility subside now that we have the 90-day suspension? Perhaps. But it seems that this could just be the beginning. You know, as you said, what happens in 90 days from now? There's a lot of uncertainty. That's clearly what's going on.
And we've had the latest U.S. inflation numbers, which on any other day would have made big headlines, because the cost of living in the U.S. has actually fallen more than expected by markets, which is a good thing. What do you put that down to, Kenny?
Well, we're seeing, as you mentioned, inflation is down. Monthly CPI dropped by 0.1%. That's the first decline since June 2024. And core CPI also was down just a touch, 0.2% to 0.1%. So we are seeing lower inflation, which is not all that surprising given the slowdown in the U.S. economy.
Yeah. And as Kenny, you mentioned, you know, this inflation report coming in cooler than expected is definitely welcomed by the Fed, right? They're sitting there and they're looking for more cards to play at the table in case things do continue to be volatile, right? And so this cooling inflation is obviously a welcomed thing. It gives the Fed more of a reason or more of a chance to cut rates if inflation continues to trend in this direction, right? Of course, this is one report. But we had a cool print last time. We would like to see more from here, but two cool prints back to back, and oil prices where they're at, trending lower here, is a at least promising sign in terms of the Fed's ability to cut interest rates for the quote unquote right reasons, right? Falling inflation. That being said, I had a question for you, Kenny, in terms of the dollar index. Dollar index is down quite a bit. I imagine part of this is due to the CPI today. But not entirely, right? We did see a little bit of a drop in the CPI report, but the dollar index had been falling prior to that anyways. You mentioned safe havens being a little bit more attractive, currencies being the yen and the Swiss franc. Do you think that's why you're seeing some dollar weakness today? I think this is one of the more fascinating topics to me right now in markets is what's happening in the bond market and what's happening with the dollar index. I had somebody ask this question to me earlier, and I wanted to see what you had to say about it. Why is the dollar so bearish when we had some what many would consider optimistic news for U.S. trade relations going forward?
As you're speaking, I just noticed that the euro also, which is, I guess, somewhat of a safe haven, is up 1.8% today. So we're really seeing a lot of movement. As far as your question, it seems that there is a lot of, I think, again, we go back to uncertainty with the U.S. dollar, that investors are simply not quite sure where things are headed, and they're playing it safe for the most part and going to the safety assets, which could be bonds, or we could also be the Japanese yen, or even the other non-US dollars with all the unpredictability.
Or gold, which is up 2% today.
Gold as well, yes. So I think the uncertainty, the unpredictability is really keeping people away from the U.S. dollar. Again, that may change now that we have the suspension in tariffs. But investors with really the massive sell-off we saw, that included a lot of safe haven flows. And perhaps that's lagging a little bit, even though the markets are up and the suspension has been announced. Perhaps we'll see the U.S. dollar regain some strength, but I think that uncertainty is going to hang over it for a while longer.
That's a good point, Kenny. And I guess that was the part two to that question is we're seeing other safe havens attractive right now. But my best guess would be that if you do see this economic slowdown concerns realized globally, I think that there would be that flow back to the U.S. Because again, if many countries started to enter recession at once, at least at the time of recording this, right, the U.S. dollar is still considered a safe haven currency. It just doesn't seem to be as attractive right now as some of the other alternatives on a relative basis, just because of the uncertainty, as you mentioned, with the administration, with the trade negotiations. There's just a lot of questions in the meantime about the dollar. But if you see a global recession and a reel back on trade conversations, I imagine that dollar would start to look attractive again. But again, there's no telling how far away that is. It could be tomorrow. Recessions could be on their way. We could be entering one right now and find out later, right? That's just the unpredictable nature of markets in general.
Right. We are hearing the R word a lot more, the recession fear. And as you said, that could actually help the US dollar. So we may see a strong rebound in the short term.
Fascinating stuff, guys. Thank you very much. We'll talk again tomorrow.
Okay. Always a pleasure, gentlemen.
Thank you, guys.
Market Insights, the Market Pulse podcast by Oanda.